guru Debbie Mandel. She's come up with an amazing program for the sisterhood. Ah, yes, a change of habits for the nuns. It's called Changing Habits. In fact, the sisters workout designed specifically to help the sisters keep fit. Debbie Mandel, good morning.
Good morning, Sam and Jane.
Now, Debbie, you're not for a fleeting moment there. Just get me straight here. You're training the nuns. You're not expecting them to change their vows, are you?
Oh, no. We never want to monkey around with God. But I want to turn their stress into strength.
Now, how did the fitness program come about? How did you actually work out that the nuns could be doing a little more for their fitness levels?
Well, I wrote this mind-body fitness book called Turn On Your Inner Light, and the nuns found out about it, and they really liked it because it dealt with stress and spirituality and fitness, and I was asked to bring this program to the convent by one of the sisters, and I took a look at what I had. I had women who were stressed and not particularly fit, and there were a lot of problems there, osteoporosis and cardiac health and some breast cancer, and I was asked to introduce fitness to the convent.
Now, how could they be stressed delivering the Lord's message? It's unbelievable. But tell me, what have you employed or incorporated in their lifestyles to transfer that sedentary lifestyle that they've been accustomed to a more active one? What have you incorporated?
I do a workout with the sisters using their own resistance, because you have to take people who were sedentary and did not accept the body beforehand very slowly. So we do a head-to-toe workout, and we do side laterals, and we do calf raises, and leg lifts and squats, and they kind of get a burn when they do it.
Now, Debbie, without prying too deeply into the habits of the nuns, what do they actually wear for their workout? Do they get into the lycra leotard?
Well, some of them will wear sweats, and some of them will wear, a headgear that is appropriate for the convent. But most of them will wear, skirts and a blouse, and depending on the age, I'll have nuns up to age 88.
Whoa.
Well, Debbie, now you're a Jewish fitness guru.
Yes, I am.
Matzo balls on the menu there, have you yet?
Not yet, but they embrace my faith. We really stand for interfaith. It's such a great message, and we exchange ideas, and spirituality has no boundaries.
Clearly, and they seem to be relishing the opportunity to adapt to a more healthy lifestyle. What sort of improvements have you seen? How long have you been working with them, and what sort of improvements have you seen?
Well, we started in February, and yes, I see a lot of improvements in the movements, because it's stability first, then execution, and they're getting their positions better, they're flowing more, balance is improving. At this age, we want to work on balance, and that transfers into life. And I also talk to them about diet and about emotional issues, because nuns are caregivers. They don't know how to say no. They just give and give. And you got to receive, or you're going to tip over.
Now, tell me something else, Debbie. In the schools that you have of all the nuns, because they have been, as you rightfully say, are givers, and they've benevolent. Have they tended to be a little bit untoward, under stress when you've really pushed them? Have they opened up and given you a bit of a rebuttal?
No, but they have a great sense of humor. There's no rebuttal with me, because I'm the doctor. I'm the fitness guru coming in to help. But they do tell me that in order to be better to the community and the members of the parish, when they get really tired and they work out, they get rid of their stress and they have better focus. They really try to find within how to be better to everyone without.
Actually, I guess that's a lesson that we could all really benefit from, isn't it? We're all dealing with some kind of stress, and I guess that's just a general message that you're applying to a specific sector of society.
Yes, that's very well said. It's perfect, because I stand for fitness and spirituality, and some people are fit, but they don't have spirituality, and some people have spirituality and don't have fitness. If we put it together, we get rid of the stress and the things that make us unhappy. In coming up with this Changing Habits program, I think it's going to ripple down to everyone, because if the nuns are doing it, so can you.
Well, yes, but not so broadly if the nuns are doing it, if you could just correct that. But, Debbie, more importantly, do you feel that this fitness portfolio, adding that to the curriculum, is going to see the see more women entering the religious communal life?
Yes.
The panacea they're looking to swell their numbers?
I think so, and I also feel that what they have there now will make them even better, because the church is now encouraging the nuns to accept their bodies, and that's a big new consciousness for the new millennium. So I think it's going to change the order of things.
Did you get a clearance from the Vatican, or did you just go ahead and do it?
Well, you know, I got some clearance from some important fathers at Fordham University, and they love the program, and it's now the women's turn to ignite with creativity.
Oh, I love that, Debbie. I think you could become my new guru, too. Just need to know, is this done to music? Do they don't do the rock and roll hard stuff?
No. Yeah, no rock and roll, no flapping of the arms, movements that are controlled, movements that matter. We do it to Kitaro. And
don't tell me you've had a background in the Mossad, have you?
Sounds fascinating, Debbie. Now, do you have a website that tells us a little bit more about your fitness philosophy?
Yes, I'd be honored if you visited. Turn on your inner light, LIGHT.com. And I have free weekly reports that people can subscribe to, and you can see all about the book, Turn On Your Inner Light.
Fantastic. Turn On Your Inner Light with Debbie Mandel, www.